Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, my friends. Happy Friday and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we begin with the Europa League action, starting with Leicester getting dumped out by Napoli. This is how it sounded on the TalkSport Network.
It never rains, but it pours for Brendan Rodgers in sodden conditions in Naples. It's Luciano Spalletti and the Napoli players who are celebrating, the Leicester players on their knees.
Has anyone seen Brendan Rodgers?
He's gone there.
But over the course of the six games in this competition, if you look at us compared to them, we're so inexperienced at the level, so many young players playing and finding the demands of Premier League and European football. It is tough and it's hard, so they're going to be better for it. And we've had positives from the six games, but ultimately we haven't been good enough from a defensive perspective to qualify, which is a real, real disappointment for us.
They will pull the trigger. These owners are ruthless. They've shown that in the past. Craig Shakespeare, who stayed on afterwards, he left. They're not afraid to pull the trigger if they think it's the right thing to do for the football club. I think he's still got a little bit more grace.
A little bit? Shouldn't he have loads?
Well, they got Newcastle the weekend. If they lose at home to Newcastle, I'm telling you now, the home crowd, that will be a very, very uncomfortable place. That's a big game this coming Sunday. They can't lose that, can they?
They can't. Well, they're 11th. I mean, it's almost a nothing season for them now. I can't see them getting into the Europa. Can't see it.
If they lose and other results don't go their way this weekend, you know, they could be really uncomfortable.
As Napoli come forward again here and double their lead, Leicester praying for an offside flag.
Clearly, he is going to be a manager in demand if he was to leave that role. I certainly can't see it. You know, I think he's done a fantastic job there. Defensive problems, losing Fofana has been absolutely massive. They're still scoring goals. They just can't get the shape right, I suppose, and a defensive organisation right to stop conceding. But if there's ever a man who will turn it round, for me, it's Brendan Rodgers.
You want Brendan out. So if you're in charge of the club, you would sack him now?
No, I think that is the Newcastle game. If we don't perform well in that, then the fans will turn.
Leicester City have dropped out of the Europa League and into the Conference League after losing 3-2 at Napoli in their final group game.
I don't know anything about it. In all fairness, my focus was on winning this group, or at the very least, finishing second. So without being disrespectful to it, I haven't looked at that side of the draw or that competition. So it's European football. After Christmas, it'll be another experience for us. There were some really good teams in it.
About the academy players tonight who made their debuts and first starts, and they would have loved the Europa League experience. West Ham 0, Dinamo Zagreb 1.
I thought the young players really, really done well and recovered after we lost a really early goal. It was interesting, we scored a fluke against Chelsea from roughly the same area as what the boy done it today, which was quite similar, but went in at different parts of the goal. Apart from that, I thought the young boys done really well.
Rangers, who were already guaranteed second spot in their group, drew 1-0 at Lyon.
This is absolutely fantastic for Rangers. We've still got that coefficiency for Scottish football, and we're now going into the final 32, hopefully get into the final 16. But at the end of the day, January, who's he going to bring in? It's really exciting times, and I can't wait.
Now, earlier this week, UEFA confirmed Tottenham's Europa Conference League match against Rennes is off after a COVID-19 outbreak at the Premier League club. Simon Jordan rejected claims that Spurs should pull out of the tournament altogether.
I mean, they're in it, whether it was the prize that you don't want, they're in this tournament. It does, if they win it, give them an opportunity to progress somewhere else if they don't progress there naturally through their achievements in the league. It will give Conte the silverware that no one else, even whether it's the Mickey Mouse Cup of Europe, it will still give Conte silverware, which no one else has brought to Tottenham for 13 years. So no, they're in this tournament, whether or not it's a really meaningful tournament, they're in it, and if you're going to be in something, you might as well perform the very best you can. Otherwise, that compounds the issue of the decline of Tottenham Hotspur in people's minds and will give people a narrative about they can't even compete in poor tournaments. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they should forfeit it.
Tottenham's Premier League trip to Brighton on Sunday has been postponed because of the COVID-19 outbreak at the club. 8 players and 5 members of their coaching staff have tested positive, with tonight's Europa Conference League fixture away at Rennes also called off.
On now to Jack Wilshere on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, recalling the time he came up against Lionel Messi.
I was behind Cesc, and right. Cesc and him are like best mates, so them two like embrace each other, and I'm just there thinking, wow.
How old were you?
19.
Oh, okay. That's so not, just a little
that's
baby
not the
well.
Game, though, is it?
The one where I got man the match. Yeah, do you mean? Yeah, there was that one. Yeah.
Was it that same game?
Yeah. Was it?
Ooh, hey, Jack.
So what's it like? Your boss...
He looked at me like that after the game.
Well, is this the moment? Because here goes Messi. He gets his shot away, and there is the moment.
What would you say when you're on the field with him is the most standout attribute that he's got? Is it his pace? Is it his ball control? No, is it
his
positioning?
His strength and control. Like he'll show you the ball. He'll like run at you, show you the ball, and then just nip it away. But put his body in a position where you can't get it off him unless you foul him. But he'll ride the foul as well.
Yeah, ride the tackle.
Yeah, he'll ride it and he'll just get away from it.
And is that natural talent? Is that something he's
I think that's natural talent. I've had this conversation with a lot of people. I don't know what you think. Is that a natural? Are you born with that talent or has he worked on it? Yes, he's worked on it and developed it, but I think he's born with that.
Now, Leeds travel to Stamford Bridge this Saturday, live on TalkSport 2, to take on the European champions Chelsea. Speaking on White and Jordan, Leeds forward Tyler Roberts was honest about where it's gone wrong for his team this season.
I don't think you're seeing a different Leeds. I think there's been quite a few games where we've dominated the first half and dropped off the second half. We've had some really good performances as well in some games and not got the results. I think that was the difference to us last season. We was playing well, but we was also getting the results and seeing games out. So I think that is something we've not managed to do as well this season, is see games out, as the same with Brentford on the weekend where we 1-0 up and then conceded 2 kind of quick goals in the second half. So that is obviously something we need to work on and get back to doing like we did last season.
And here's former England spinner Monty Panesar looking back at the second day's play in the first Ashes test, where Australia took control with Travis Head scoring a rapid century. Monty urged captain Joe Root to be more adaptable in the future.
England have won the toss. They've chose to bat. Is that a good decision, John?
Mate, it's a ballsy decision.
I think that decision was made based on previous sort of, you know, history of Australian pitches and thinking that, oh, if we can just bat really well in the first couple of sessions on the first day, we're probably better suited against a swinging ball, against a seaming ball than the Australian players. And later on, we can sort of, you know, be a bit more dominant. But it wasn't the case. You know, this was a perfect chance just to knock over the Australian batsmen because conditions were so in favour of the English bowlers. But it's not even hindsight. It was so obvious that they should have bowled first. It was so obvious because you don't get these kind of raining conditions normally starting in an Ashes test. And sometimes I think Joe Root needs to adapt, you know, depending on the conditions as well.
And don't forget that the TalkSport Cricket podcast following on is available to download each day of the series on the TalkSport app. On now to Neil Warnock discussing the plans he has for his garden with his time off after leaving Middlesbrough. That should be fun. But first, he recalls speaking to a deer in Richmond Park about his tactics. This should be more fun.
I used to love going around on my bike and around Richmond Park.
You spoke to a stag. What were you? Have you got Mansfield in the cup or something?
Listen, you know how you can get lost in Richmond. Anyway, I was there one day and I got off my bike and I look up. And this fantastic stag's looking at me, just out of the brambles and that. And I just said to him, it's all right, you're looking at me, but what am I going to do sadly about this? And I, no, and what about that? And we had a good 2 or 3 minute conversation, Alan, if I'm honest, about my tactics.
Did he say you were too direct? Or
well, he only grunted a couple of times, that's all. But he did look a little bit distasteful at me at one stage. So,
was there anyone about, Neil, with the greatest respect? Was there anyone?
Alan, do you think I would have done it?
Men in a week, coach.
If anybody had been around. Oh, well done, son. They go nice with orange, them. I've always wanted to put some of those, you know, the nighttime cameras in.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes.
And look around a pond and that. Because there's so much activity and that. It interests me, actually, that type of thing, looking at foxes.
But you need about 22 cameras now. You have got about 200 acres, haven't you?
No, I have. It just gets exaggerated. Every time. I've got a tractor and a field. And everybody, you know, it just gets, you know what they like, the papers and that. All of a sudden, I've got a Panderosa and all that, but, you know, it's not, you know, I've got an old 1950.
Massey Ferguson,
tractor.
You can't get rid of them.
Massey Ferguson, aye.
And here's Alan Brazil talking spectacles, obviously, which is bizarre, because usually he talks about beer goggles.
By the way, I've had a right result here, Alistair.
Why, what's happened?
Have you noticed my reading's getting better?
Actually, yeah. I mean, I don't want to tempt fate, right? However, you seem to be in fine fettle this morning.
You know what's happened?
You got a new pair of Gregory's.
Wow, it's a complete mistake, but it's working. I've blown out the £230 polos, Ralph, and I've got a £2.50 from Specsavers, and these are better.
Seriously?
Aye. I can see better. You know, it's lambding in here with the floodlights. I can see better.
How long have you... You can see clearly now.
7:42.
How long have you had your older specs?
I've just put them on 7 minutes ago.
No, not the ones you've just bought for £250.
I've had them for a good... getting on 2 years now.
Well, that's why, because your eyes are needing done again.
No, isn't it? It's the floodlights in here. Honestly, the new studio, it's like... Honestly, you can't see a thing here.
There's a strong rumour going about, right? There's a strong rumour going about, Al.
Yes.
That you were giving Ralph a bit of stick and you were singing the praises of your £2.50 glasses.
Yes.
And then told the nation it was £7.42 and it was £6.42. How long have you can see clearly now.
£7.42. You asked me the question. No, you asked me the question. How long had I had these on and realised the difference? And it was 7:42. That's why.
You're sharp boy this morning.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't, of course, forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show alongside Darren Bent from 4 o'clock. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. In fact, make sure you do, because we'll be building up to game day. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.